Small Biz America.
This is Small Biz Spotlight, featuring up-close interviews with small business leaders and entrepreneurs across America. And now, here's your host, David Wolf.
Tanya Lopez is a dynamic entrepreneur who embodies the energy of her native city, New York. In 2007, she decided to create a home-based business called Divine Creativity Incorporated. The business started out in the field of web and graphic design, but with the competition so high, she had to differentiate herself and narrow her niche. Joining us on the line from New York City is Tanya Lopez. She's an entrepreneur and the founder of Divine Creativity Incorporated. Tanya, welcome to the program.
It was a pleasure to be here.
To set the backdrop, if you would, tell us how you discovered and ultimately coined the term tech-savvy virtual assistant.
Well, it was with my love for technology and through extensive Google research. I found that there was many VAs offering technology skills, but not many of them use the term tech-savvy. So taking this passion for the internet and graphic design, I came up with Tech Savvy Virtual Assistant. And also because I'm a little geeky, so I thought it would be great to put it together. I definitely did not want to put geek virtual assistant.
No, it wasn't the brand you wanted to come to market with.
No, exactly.
What are you finding are some of the most attractive features for those who choose to become a virtual assistant? What trends are really converging here?
Well, I honestly think that a virtual assistant should have multiple hats and a variety of professional skills. And the more they have, the better they can offer their services and learn what's their niche. You know, because once you're able to give out what you know, for example, bookkeeping, if you know graphic design, website design, all these things can help you get a job with any company who just needs a little help in that area.
Do tech-savvy virtual assistants, do they tend to be only women, or are some men also jumping into this world?
You know, it's funny that you say that. Actually, I've met a lot of women who are interested in, in becoming a virtual assistant bookkeeper, a writer, and different skills. But in the last few months, I have, come with men who are IT consultants who want to become a virtual assistant. So it's very interesting to see that happening because of the recession. Many men are looking for different ways to create extra additional income.
I did want to talk about the recession a little bit. Clearly, this is a challenging time for many, and folks are losing their jobs. I'm thinking this is certainly a viable option for them. How has it affected the development of this niche?
Well, I have seen that many people are looking for affordable ways to put up their website, to have a little logo, because they want to start out a business but are afraid to because of what's going on, but still want to be able to make that dream come true. As a virtual assistant, we offer services like that. We can find people who can offer their services at a better rate, work with them and see what rates they can give these new businesses or just people who just want to work at home. And virtual assistant, I believe that definitely can, help small businesses not worry about employee benefits also.
We're visiting with Tanya Lopez. She's the creator of Divine Creativity Incorporated, that website, www.divinecreativityinc.com, just like it sounds. What kinds of companies tend to use virtual assistants? What sizes are these? What kind of business models? Or does it run the gamut?
Actually, all businesses, they all hire virtual assistants, even people who just they don't have a name for themselves as a business. They just have a little job at home and they need a little help with putting up their website or just having a blog or anything, they need help with. But small businesses and startup businesses are usually the ones that like to hire VAs because, again, it has to do a lot with employee benefits and there is a lot of, they reduce a little tax issues and also health benefits issues.
Tanya, you've become an icon for single mothers who are searching for creative ways to take care of their kids and strive a healthy work-life balance. How do you suggest working single moms approach the challenge of work-life balance and beyond?
Well, David, my kids are 10 and 13, and I delegate some of my work, like research, organizing files, print labels, shredding, and house chores. We work as a team together, and we make it fun. And kids are very good at reminding you that, once in a while, you got to have fun. you know, and they're great at that. But for moms who have little kids, I know that it could definitely be different. And that's when you should ask your family and friends to step in and help you. And if your kid is 1 year old or up, you can always give them a little dust cloth and play, you know, sing a little cleanup song like Barney song and work as a team with your little toddler.
Very cool. So you can really get creative as far as how you work at home and involving them.
Yeah. It creates a bond. It creates responsibility and fun.
Back to the companies that hire VAs. You've pointed to the tax advantages and maybe some of the flexibility. Are there any other advantages that companies have by using virtual assistants that might be under the radar?
Well, the virtual assistant can also find economical ways to help the business grow and also be able to make extensive research on what the business needs. You know, they can, for example, if they want to create a website but they have a certain budget, they cannot pass that budget. As a virtual assistant, once they let us know this, we're out there making sure that they stay within their budget because this is what they need. And we'll create extensive research and find out what works best for them.
Now, you're planning a New York virtual assistants meetup. Tell us about how this works.
Well, it's so amazing that you asked me that question because it all started with a dentist saying, make FaceTime. And I know you've seen those posters that say make FaceTime. They're really great. They say friends accepted. You know, it's all the stuff that Facebook and MySpace all say when you are connecting with other people through the internet. And we do this so much that we don't really take time to really know other people face-to-face. So I said to myself, why not? I would love to meet other virtual assistants and, you know, see if there's any out there in New York. And meetup.com helps you organize networks, and they also send out invitations to people who are interested in that field. So it was really amazing to see that 25 people signed up in 6 hours.
Oh, how cool.
Yeah, and I was like, well, I really got to make this happen. So I started organizing monthly meetings and meeting other VAs and also people who want to become VAs. I also decided to invite speakers who want to teach and engage these people in the meetings. And it's been a success. I love it.
Oh, very cool. So if those are interested in the New York area of meeting up, I guess there is a website for this, www.meetup.com. It's /new-york. So New York with a dash in the middle. -virtual-assistants-meetup. And that's the website. Can they visit your website to get information about this meetup as well?
Sure they can.
I'll give that one. It's www.divinecreativityinc.com, just like it sounds, divinecreativityinc.com. You're also creating a teleseries to help folks interested in designing their own career to become a virtual assistant. Tell us about that.
Well, a few months ago, I was interviewed for CBS, and they were fascinated with the fact that I was a virtual assistant working at home and a single mom with two kids, and it was a success in the news. I got a lot of phone calls and a lot of emails, but nobody to offer me a job except asking me questions how I started.
Sure.
You know, and I was really overwhelmed with this question. I said I cannot ignore it. And I created a teleconference where more than 50 people signed up, and 17 people were on the call, and we all talked about it. We talked about how I started and what are the benefits, and people came out of the call really inspired. And then I said, well, you know, if you want to become a VA, then I'll create a course where you will learn what it is to take to be a successful VA. And many people were just excited about it.
Is the course free or is there a charge?
There's actually a charge, and the charge is $267.
Okay, very good. But it sounds like that CBS interview really triggered a lot of good activity for you. Congratulations.
Yes, thank you.
Well, terrific. So you're finding yourself at the sort of the hub of this new area, and you specialize. It's really technology that you're specializing around, and virtual assistants for technology. Correct?
Yes, it is, because I found my niche. But I first had to throw in as much skills as I could until I found what I really like and where my passion is.
Well, I want to wish you continued success. It's a really cool story, and and very timely in the world we're living in now. Our guest has been Tanya Lopez. She's the founder of Divine Creativity Incorporated, that website www.divinecreativityinc.com. Once again, www.divinecreativityinc.com. She is the creator also of Tech Savvy Virtual Assistants for listeners that are interested in learning more. Again, it's DivineCreativityInc.com. Tanya, thanks so much for joining us on the program.
Thank you, David. It was great.
You've been listening to Small Biz Spotlight, up-close interviews with small business leaders and entrepreneurs across America. For more information about our guests or to subscribe, visit SmallBizAmerica.com.
Small Biz America.